morning, entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy one more time. I do not think that I need to introduce myself anymore, but I am having the honor to be here today. I am Perry Kemmel from Microsoft. I am responsible for the SME enablement and development in Africa. I have the pleasure to host a very special guest today. We're going to talk about a very special topic as well. The topic is about the digital world and the digital identity in specific for entrepreneurs. I have Izana here with me.
Hi.
Hi, Izana. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
So for me, I would introduce you as a very passionate person about technology in general and what it can do for SMEs, matching the world of SMEs and what technology can do for them. But I will leave you a couple of minutes to introduce yourself.
Okay, well, thanks again. It is one of my passions is marrying SMEs and technology together. So again, my name is Izana Raswerk. I'm the founder of Africa 118. Essentially, we founded Africa 118 for two reasons. One is for local consumers, where we did some research in Kenya and found that 80% of consumers have a tough time finding a local business. So that's one problem we solve. And the other one, we found 90% of SMEs have no online footprint. So we tried to create a company to resolve both those issues. And we'll talk a little bit about sort of what we do later on. In terms of my background, I'm an engineer, a graduate from Stanford University. Worked in different industries over the years. So I worked in consumer goods at Procter & Gamble for a number of years. Worked in the mobile industry, developing the price plans and value-added services in Canada. Then I worked in Yellow Pages, and Yellow Pages essentially was lead generation for SMEs. So taking packaged goods, mobile, and generating leads for SMEs, that's the genesis of Africa 118.
Wow, impressive portfolio. Thank you for being with me today. I think we are about to tackle a very special topic, digital. And we hear the word digital, digital disruption, digital transformation in the big sense of the word. But but I want to take one step simplicity path with you into simplifying what does it mean for SMEs? What does it mean for an entrepreneur to become digitally transformed?
Okay. Yeah, so that's a big topic, digital disruption. So I can tell you what it means for us. And we've really, there's different areas that we use technology. Maybe three that would be relevant in our context. First is on the communication side. So we have operations in four countries. And we have a project manager that lives in the US. So as an organization, how do we connect? So just one example is we have weekly meetings. Our project manager is based in the US. We have a team in Nairobi, in Kampala, in Addis. Sometimes we have somebody that joins us from Canada. So having regular Skype conversations where everybody is together, we have OneDrive in terms of our central storage for the team. Everybody uploads their project plans. We go through, make sure everything's up to date. So it makes sure that what's going on within a reasonably small organization, but in different locations, is up to date. So we communicate internally that way. We communicate with our customers as well. So sometimes if we're we do web development. So if we have a customer that needs to approve a website, but they don't have access to the internet or 3G, we'll send somebody with a laptop, and we'll show them their website sort of remotely. So even using it as a way to make sure that, reduces the number of times we have to go back and forth with the customer. And then still within the communication in terms of on the production side. So, when we build a web presence for a company, we send a photographer, take pictures, we do an interview with them. So, what is your story? What's your business? And we have a design team that's based in Nairobi. So I guess in this context, we have somebody in Uganda that goes, takes pictures, that takes an interview. All that gets uploaded onto the cloud. It comes back to our web designers in Nairobi, and they can just pull everything and then produce, a website reasonably quickly, efficiently, and it helps us keep our cost structure low. So from a way of flowing information within the organization, I don't know how we'd survive if we didn't have technology as being sort of the key enabler for us, as well as how we interface with our customers.
But that's a very interesting point that you're bringing, is that what you're trying to say is that for an entrepreneur, because most likely, so in your context as Africa 118, you are spread across different countries, but also I would see another context where other entrepreneurs are on the road, others are in the office and they need to get approvals, they need to connect with each other. I would say with our continent and the problem of transportation and infrastructure and all of that, I think it eliminates a lot of barriers on this sense.
It makes it much more efficient. Much more efficient. Your traffic is a problem, so connecting, using a digital platform rather than sending somebody to get the information to come back, it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
So explain to me, how did you take the concept of how it worked for you, and you made maybe a learning out of it to make sure that others are digitally transformed for their own benefits as well. So how did this come along?
Yeah, so I think, we did it for ourselves. I mean, it's selfish in the sense that we need to make sure we're very efficient because, one of the issues, as you know, in the content is cost structure. You need to make sure that you deliver products efficiently at low cost.
Definitely.
And the transaction time can be quite expensive. So selfishly, we said, how do we make sure that we connect with our customers in the way that's the most efficient?
Yeah.
So it's just using tools that we use internally and then trying to train our customers to use it for their benefit too, to make it more useful. And then sometimes if we find a scenario where we can't get a customer on Skype, or there's other tools like WhatsApp. So we just find a way to make sure that we make the communication flow both internally and externally, and we use the tools that are available, but the idea is the same, is to make sure that we're communicating effectively with them.
Okay.
The other thing that we do is on the sales side. Mm-hmm. So we have about 20 salespeople and a telemarketing team. And one of the things that we realize—
They are sitting in one place.
Yeah, so the telemarketing team sits in one place, and then we have field sales in three countries, in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda. And, after time, when you're visiting customers, you can lose track of, have we visited this customer? When's the last time we talked to them? What we find is the decision-making process for a lot of our customers can be, long.
Long.
Tedious, but long is better. Uh-huh. So you have to go back. I think that the idea makes good. I need to talk to my partner.
Yeah.
Come back and see me. So sometimes it's not a big team, but when we have a sort of a team that's in different locations, as an organization, we can lose track
of
have we called them, what's the latest. So we use a customer relationship management system that helps us keep track of have we called this customer, when should we be following up. Mm-hmm. It also helps our sales managers follow up on our account managers. You always have some account managers maybe more active than others. So this customer relationship management system, as an organization for us, helps to keep track of how effectively are we communicating with our customers and how are we performing as a team.
So it's as if it enables your sales team to communicate more efficiently with the customers.
Exactly, exactly. So we follow up when we're supposed to follow up. We don't call them before or after. So just make sure that it's also more respectful of the client to say, call me back on Tuesday. We have a system that tells them, call this customer back on Tuesday, but not on Monday, Wednesday. So yeah, it makes it more efficient for us as well as, respects the requests of our customers. And again, I don't know how we do that without the technology. It becomes too complex too quickly, especially when we have some customers that we're acquiring. And then we've been at this for over a year now. So we have customers that are renewing.
Yeah.
So making the balance between this new customer we've renewed. And sometimes we realize that we forget a customer. So this enables us to make sure we don't.
Yeah. And I heard you saying you use it in the storage, in the sense. So and I think that becomes also from a digital perspective, when we talk about the data and the database and access to the data, that becomes another topic when it helps out as well.
That was a big mistake we made in the beginning.
Yeah,
is when we started building our database. So we have about 250,000 businesses in East Africa in our database that we collected.
Yeah.
And when we first started, the format of the data was wrong. So we found out a couple things. For example, when we go out, we take the name of the business, what's their category and all that. We wanted to add the geocode, so you can actually, within mapping, you could find that business. We didn't have it as a field. So we had to sort of almost rebuild the thing to add one more field and then go and get the geocode.
Yeah.
When we expand from Kenya to Uganda, we realized that we have to, all the names of the, of the localities changed. Mm-hmm. So we had to rebuild it again. So we said, this is just too difficult. So we took a step back and said, okay, we need to do something different. And actually, that's where there was a data architect from Microsoft that helped us to say, okay, you need an architecture that enables you to scale in terms of adding products as well as markets.
Yeah.
And so now what we have is a pretty robust, you know, cloud-hosted data architecture, which enables us now to not only expand into different countries, add different fields, but also enables us to access that data on different platforms. So for example, we have a voice directory. It uses the same database. We just have an API.
Okay.
We have an online, it uses the same thing, mobile. So as we add products as well, we don't have to go back and rebuild everything. So certainly, again, sort of, you know, we made the mistake. We learned, but now we have sort of a central database that enables us to use it to grow our business as opposed to putting everything on pause, rebuilding it again, and then starting it over again. So, yeah, so certainly becomes, on the data side.
Yeah, so it becomes centralized where you can access it from different points of access.
Exactly.
So it becomes easy for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't go down. It's robust. It's reliable. So and performance, all those things is something that we learned. And again, I don't know how we would have done it. Well, we did it and made the mistake, but now we do it better.
So Izana, I think in this conversation, we have framed how internally you have made use of the different engines of the online or the digital to help you out into communicating with your customers, selling better to them, storing your data and be able to access it. Maybe if we move one step ahead and from your learning and how you decided to make this as a business and how you are helping other companies to become digitally transformed, you become digitally available.
Yes.
So how did this learning pass out to your customers?
So that's, exactly. We actually made a business out of this.
Yeah.
And so essentially the insight for us is as we were talking to businesses, we found that 90% of them have no online footprint. They're not there. Mm-hmm. And we just called, do you have a website? No, no. And so 90% of the time they said no. And so what we realized is there's a problem there. There's something that we could solve.
Yeah.
And what we also know is that businesses that are online grow twice as fast as businesses that are not online.
Yes.
So we put together a product or a solution for them to say, okay, if you're not online, here's a simple way for you to come online.
Yes.
And then more importantly, how do you translate that online presence into business?
You know,
how do you make sure that it does something for you, that it helps you to grow your business?
Yeah.
So we created a product that we call the Digital Starter Pack. We spent a lot of research finding out what do you do today?
Yeah.
I send flyers, maybe I do some radio. Does it work for you? I don't know. So what we did is let's try to find a digital solution for you to help you reach your customers. One of the insights is business owners didn't believe that I could use a digital platform to reach a local customer.
Yeah.
You know, it could be, you know, I'm trying to find a dentist, I'm trying to find an accountant or clinic that's just sitting in my neighborhood, but they're looking, but they can find, it's easier to find businesses that are overseas than locally. So it was just educating them around, this is something that's relevant for you as a local business. And so in the starter pack, we did a bit of work to say, okay, how do we make it easy for the SME? So, you know, we do an interview with them. So what do you do as a business? What makes you a special dentist? You know, what's your education?
Yeah.
Maybe pictures, if you have a nice, you know, dentist cabinet.
Yes.
And then we do all the work for them. So so they need to give us information, but then we turn it around. We do that reasonably low cost. We make it efficient. But more importantly is we make sure that their online presence works for them. We do some optimization to make sure that when somebody's looking for a dentist in this particular neighborhood,
could be
in Kampala, you can find it quite easily. So that's one solution that we found that is digital transformation. But I'm not sure the customer really sees it as being digital transformation.
So I think it's the first intro to digital transformation. It's becoming becoming present. So having an identity. So like we started the conversation.
Exactly.
So having an identity that exists online.
Exactly. Exactly. The way we think about it is just like having a telephone number.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't have a telephone number,
you're not
really
reached. Yeah.
And today on the with the internet being as prevalent as it is, unless you have sort of an online telephone number, which is what a website is, you don't exist. So
you too.
Exactly. It's building that identity.
Okay. One step down the road.
Okay, so then, so that's the starter pack. We get you online, you have an identity. The next thing is you want people to call you, or you want You want people to come and visit your business or your organization.
Of course.
So that's where we sort of identified an opportunity for specific businesses to increase the amount of traffic. So it could be people that are doing safaris. So we're mostly in East Africa. Safaris are a big deal.
Yes, of course.
And it's seasonal too. So when you're trying to reach a customer or a potential tourist from Germany, you want them to come to visit, your tour agency or your hotel or so there we created what we call a booster pack.
Yeah.
Which is a way essentially for a business owner to reach a specific audience. So
okay.
If I'm trying to find people that are looking for a gorilla safari from Germany, we actually have a product for that, which we call a booster pack, which is a combination of using Google, Facebook, all the different platforms that people are searching on to say, okay, gorilla safari, your business will be listed and you get traffic that comes to your website.
Very
and the best thing about it is very targeted, but it's also guaranteed. Like you only pay.
Yeah.
For the traffic that comes to your website, and then you convert. So as we went through, they realized that sometimes just being online is not enough.
Yes, of course.
So there's other solutions that will help them grow.
Yeah, I think as we discussed, the being present online is the first step, but there are so many ways into increase your productivity through being online.
Yes,
and I think the booster pack is one step down the road. It's targeted.
Yes.
It ensures the, like you said, it's guaranteed. It ensures the return.
Yeah.
And then you can manage the conversion and the number of people that you can bring into your business or into your services afterwards.
Exactly. And there aren't that many organizations that don't want to grow. So that's a common need, just finding a solution for it. Yeah.
And then we go one level more sophistication.
Yes.
Then
yes.
We go where?
So the next thing is productivity.
Yeah.
So I'm a business, I'm active. But just like we learned as Africa 118, you actually have interactions between within your organization with your customers.
Yeah.
And then what you find is some customers have a need for productivity solutions. How do I make information flow between myself, within my organization, within my customers? So that's where the productivity solution. So the product that we have, or the solution is called Vega. We work with a third party to offer it to SMEs.
Yeah.
But it's a great product. Essentially, it's targeted for SMEs.
Yeah.
And to give you an example, we have one customer.
Mm-hmm.
She does videography. So she does videos. And she does some shoots, and she has a post-production shop, which is in New York.
Wow.
Right? So she does video, and then she spends money on DHL. Getting the video, sending it over there, they turn it around, send it back again. It's cost, it's time, and all. And so, within Vega solution, you have an online storage, OneDrive. So essentially, she can upload her content, and then on that side, the production
artist
downloads it.
Yeah.
Fixes it, send it back.
Wow.
So essentially within the Vega solution, there's different components to it, but essentially it's how do you make information flow internally with your customers, make sure you have email and all that. So what we found is as you grow as a business, you be online, you make sure you get customers. Once you've got customers, you have other problems, which is making sure that, you're efficient as an organization.
And then, of course.
So we have, a solution for that. And then we have other things up our sleeves that we will bring. But for the time being, we found that those meet at least the key pillars
of
what it takes to be online.
So Izana, just to conclude on our conversation. So I think that if there was a doubt, if Africa and African SMEs are ready to embrace technology and use the digital world as a foundation for their businesses to grow and shine, I think we are telling them, yes, of course we are.
Yes.
I think also we're trying to tell them that there are a lot of solutions and services that exist to help them also as well.
Yeah.
I think what we're trying to tell them or to provide them is the simple ones, the clear ones that makes a clear cut for them to do that. And I think with the offerings that we talked about that Africa 118, your company, is doing, we are a very good example with that. And maybe I want to just to share what is the general feedback about SMEs who do that? How does it boost their productivity, as you said, or the flow of information? If you just can close with a couple of comments with that.
Yeah, so basically you have to do your homework. So I think what you need to do is take the edge off technology. So we didn't necessarily go in there and tell them, you need a website, you need optimization. That conversation, I think, ends up being too complex, too remote.
Yeah.
What's clear is they want to grow.
Yes.
I want customers. I want people to come into my restaurant, That's clear. Mm. So essentially what we did, spent a lot of time is doing our research to say, how do you want to grow? Mm-hmm. And then try to put together something simple. So the reason we call it a digital starter pack is just a simple solution. We don't talk about all the components. There's 8 components. We don't spend time doing that. But if we package it properly, we did some iteration as well to make it actually more friendly than it was before.
Yeah.
Certainly what we found is, as long as the conversations around growing and building my customer base, customers are willing to embrace technology. SMEs generally say, as long as you meet my need, if this is a better way of doing it, then fine, because a lot of things that they're doing today, they find don't work well for them. So as long as it's a step up, then I think that it's sort of our job to make sure that the technology is user-friendly, but when you do it, they embrace it. So we've had, good acquisitions, we get renewals. Sometimes, you find that the ultimate test is, does a customer buy from you again?
Yes.
So I think that would prove, within the context of marketing, that a good digital platform...
Definitely, yes, of course.
...does work. So I think that would be...
Yeah, so your job is basically making them comfortable with this step in their journey in the business.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So and maybe just to close also, so if you would go back 2 steps back and just share with entrepreneurs who are taking this path of being digitally transformed. What are some of the key learnings that you can share with them on what to do or what not to do in that context?
So I would say certainly the one that we've learned is get help when you need it. So certainly getting partners. So we've had the privilege of being part of the Microsoft for Africa program, which has given us access to a lot of volunteers in technology, on the database that I mentioned earlier on, in terms of even things like design. So we've been part of also the BizSpark program in terms of having access to software.
Yes.
So I think that what's helped us is, as opposed to learning everything from scratch, we've learned from experts that have come to help us. Now, I don't know whether everybody can do that, but certainly there's tools. Like, you can just go online and you find, different solutions that are available to you. So I'd say one is, don't learn everything yourself. As much as possible, find partners to help you take shortcuts where you can take shortcuts. And I think that that would be one thing that I think we've learned, and we look for it. We're voracious in terms of trying to get help when we can. And second thing is, I think in terms of making decisions, I think we our business that we're doing today is not the business that we started off with 5 years ago. So we've made some mistakes. I think that the other thing would have been, when we found that, the directory site that we're building for a year and a half wasn't working great. It would have been good if we had decided to shift our approach, before we actually did. So I think, one, partnership, Gail, help. And secondly, when you find things are not working well, at least our mistake is we stuck with it probably too long.
Okay.
And it would have been great in hindsight to have maybe saved a year by accepting what the data was telling us.
Yeah.
Rather than persisting with something that
Sometimes I think the hope pushes you to persist too much. While you have signs to quit that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Izana, in order to finish the conversation, I would like really to thank you, appreciating the info, appreciating the sharing of the key learnings that you personally went through. Thank you very much for being with me in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to thank all the entrepreneurs that are watching, and I would like to really give them the message of, you need to go digital, you need to go now, and you have really easy solutions to do that. You will find some of the resources that you can watch. You can go to the InfoMobi, which is the platform I think that Izana shared with us. You can access Africa 118 solution, the 2 solutions that he mentioned, whether the third party one about the workflow and the productivity, or the website itself. So I would like to thank you for watching, and have a good afternoon.